Welcome back to Insight Music on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Pressure Lounge is a modular funk pop band from Sacramento. It was founded in 2012 by the group's guitarist and bandleader, Joshua Craigie. Joshua brought along Pressure Lounge bass player Sean McMillan and trombone and keys player Daniel Block to talk with me before the release of their debut EP.
The rotation in and out is a long journey, and I'm happy to say that everybody that's in the band now has been in for, about 2 years now? I think we'd like to keep who we have now. It's mostly been circumstantial that we've had people kind of shuffle in and out. We started with just three people. I met our drummer, Tony, at an open jam in Sacramento that was put on by our friend James. Figured out we liked all the same kind of sounds, and so then we looked for a bass player, and our first bass player was a guy that plays with Island of Black and White now. I can start naming names, and I'm going to not name names because there's too many. It's a long list, but it's mostly been out of necessity that people have been shuffling in and out. In general, you don't want a band that really is interchangeable or like that modular, and we've only kind of been able to function as such out of necessity. And so we kind of just kind of fit music in where we can, and this group has finally been able to get it together enough to get us to where we could record something and make it stick.
How long have you each been playing somewhere in a band in the Sacramento area? Joshua, a lot of years.
Ooh, yeah. For me, I started kind of getting out and playing with people about since when I got here, about 2004, okay. 2003, 2004. And then more seriously, around 2010, I started playing in other people's bands all the time. Yeah, that's actually one of the things that we bonded over, me and Tony, when we met, was that we were each in at least five or six other bands.
That's a lot of music to learn. Different styles, too.
Josh learns music extremely quickly. I was very impressed when I first showed up in the band of how fast these guys would be able to perform a song.
The music from this debut EP is going to say a lot about personality, so let's get right to it. This is The Pertinent Groove from The Pressure Lounge.
Dropping that new school business. Nothing you got compares to this. Check out all the beautiful kids dancing to this melodic bliss. Your ears like, what is this? New music Christmas. Get on up and give it a spin. We've got your number. All the grunts and lines. Statistic mystics working overtime. It looks so good on paper. Shake it like your mama gave ya. Watch this interest rising. Market share is climbing. Such competitive pricing. You're gonna want what we're supplying. This groove is pertinent. It's relevant to your needs, girl. Guaranteed to make you move. It's focus group approved. We serving that fresh, new, out the box. Awesome dipped in awesome sauce. Gonna make your body rock from your three-piece suit down to your socks. No filler and no flaws. Premium at an affordable cost. All of that rhythm and don't get lost.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
New from Hatsbro, it's Baby Boyfriend.
Atmosphere pain in the field.
Koala oil from Spleen.
Sunday. Tired of paying bills?
Well, duh.
20% more strobe lights.
Ask your doctor.
Piles of sugar pop.
Maximum strength.
Let me bear witness. This groove is fresh, yeah, you get this. Yes, how we flip this. Don't try to fight, cause you know we're gonna win this. Crap so clever, you can find it on Pinterest. Even if there's a chance that we're missing this, still we'd be bringing those vital statistics that leave you scared witless. Don't mean to be vicious, but rocking that dance floor, that's our business. Don't sleep, cause you don't wanna miss this. Wall Street gold paying compound interest. Pertinent groove at the top of your hit list.
This groove is pertinent. It's relevant to your needs, girl. Move. It's focus group approved.
That's The Pertinent Groove by The Pressure Lounge. I like that song a lot.
We just recorded, incidentally, at a place called Two Rivers Cider, the Cider Sessions. We'll have a video sometime soon, but we haven't released an official video with anything yet.
We have talked about the number of years in bands that you've all played in. As far as The Pressure Lounge goes, or maybe even for you in particular, Joshua, is this the first real recording of a song you've done?
The first one that we're releasing. Another short connection. My wife was supposed to be here. Her name is Amy Ann. Back in 2013, we had just recorded with David Houston, a wonderful producer, songwriter, engineer, beautiful soul in Sacramento. We were just kind of finishing one recording with hopes of doing more at that time. And then I met Amy through some other bands. And basically all the money that I was saving for recording went into planning a wedding because, like, we knew pretty quick. Took a little side tour from the recording at that point. So we have somewhere out there, there is a finished recording. It's a short, small rock band recording of a song called Daydream Fever. That recording is out there. We didn't put anything behind it because, yeah, we kind of like restructured at that point. And then we decided, like, you know, like, we really want to get more funky and get some of the horns in here and kind of change our sound up a little bit. So, but yeah, it's still out there. You can still find it on the Pressure Lounge Bandcamp page, I think.
They're diverse. They're catchy. He does a great job not coming up with a formula and sticking with it. He's not a formula guy at all. He writes
definitely not.
Very original stuff, and I think that people pick up on
no,
that.
No, that's a great sound. It's a great dance beat. What do you think, Daniel? You studied music.
Really fun being in a band where, like, I mean, I really like Josh's writing. Like, I really love some of his lyrics on Something She Wants, referring to, like, procurement routine and things like that. It's, like, clever things that I really, really like. And just being able to do these kind of little horn parts where it's, like, little stabs and things that it's just kind of, oh, it just happens once in the song versus more formulaic stuff.
So let's listen to the song you mentioned. Here's Something She Wants by The Pressure Lounge.
You're on a radar, you're on her list, getting full attention. She won't be dismissed. There's no standing between the machine of her love and its prey. When she sees something she wants, get out of the way. You're on her radar, you're on her list, getting full attention. She won't be dismissed. There's no standing between her procurement routine and its prey. When she sees something she wants, get out of.
That's music by the Sacramento pop-funk band, The Pressure Lounge. Band leader Joshua Craigie is with me, also bass player Sean McMillan, and trombone keys player Daniel Block. What's the story behind the band name, The Pressure Lounge?
It's a little confusing name. There's luckily only one other entity that we know of on Earth at the moment that has the name, and they're a bar/dance club in Melbourne, Australia.
And this is important because you had an issue with a previous band name,
indeed,
didn't you?
Yeah. Our first name was Jay Craigie and the Decliners. I got an angry Facebook message from a Portland band called Decliners, you know, threatening, like, oh, we had a name first, we'll sue. And they're not going to sue, but, you know, we didn't want to have any bad blood. And whenever an interesting, like, intersection of syllables comes along, it's like, that would make a good band name. I just put it on my phone on a little band names list. And that was probably my favorite of all of them that I have. I mean, it's long.
It's about the stories, too. It's the music and the stories. You want to add one in here, Sean?
You know, I would, because it's way cooler than anything else, but I don't want to give it away.
Oh, he's named one of the best bands that we have in Sacramento. I mean,
oh, Hip Service?
Yeah.
Oh, you named Hip Service?
Yeah, he started
that was my band.
Great band.
Well, thank you. I get a proud papa feeling when I see how well
they've
done.
Danced a lot to Hip Service.
Nice.
Yeah.
Many people in Sacramento and surrounding and all over the nation have. Yeah, I'm still dancing to.
Okay.
Hip Service is the band that my wife Amy was singing in when we met.
See, everybody's connected, right? Instead of one degree of separation, it's a quarter note of separation, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nicely done.
In a 2/4 town.
But we're going to go to the one for the funk beat here, and a little more music right now by The Pressure Lounge.
a baby bird on a wing from an island, in the jet stream flying in the sky. A baby bird come and land on my window, sing a song, talk of love, but I never know why love has flown. Came by in the silence. I laid a hand onto the side of my head. I speak softly with a promise of a better days. I can't believe a word she said. Still, I'm wondering why love has flown. My love unknown. Through the door, she floats like an angel. Never to stay. She said she loved me on the 3rd of December, and then she left me on the 13th of June. It seems the seasons have a way with affections. Maybe I better ask the sun or the stars and the moon. I can't sit still, no, no, when all these distractions keep holding me back.
Music by The Pressure Lounge. The lead vocals in that song were by Anthony Sedino.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is our newest member of The Pressure Lounge. The same band that my wife Amy and I met in. She was subbing in for a lead vocalist. I was subbing in for a guitar player. At another gig later on, Anthony subbed in for their male lead vocalist. That's a band called Cover Me Bad. Gotta shout them out for bringing so many of us together and helping me meet my wife.
Why did you and Amy know, as you said, almost right away that this was a match? You're going to end up being married.
We have different stories on that, but for her, it was...
I want the right one.
We had one practice before... Yeah. Yes, we had one practice before that gig that we were both playing together with that band, and she says she knew right away when, you know, I walked in, and for me, like, I was just more skeptical, but she has the eyes. That's the easiest way to say it. Mm-hmm. And then she just happened to be completely angelic in all the other aspects of her character and personality. So that's a bonus. And it's really nice that she can sing well, too.
All right, more music. Let's hear some of Amy's vocals. This song is titled I Can't Stay.
These days I never take the time to put both feet on the ground. On occasion, maybe I remain for a week before running out. The virtual pace, feel the clock ticking on, work don't play, looking for gold in a city-sized maze. I got a feeling coming on,
what you say?
I can't stay too long.
Okay.
Got a feeling coming on,
what you say?
I can't stay. Got a mind that's afraid to unwind in a world that keeps spinning on. So hard to find a safe place. Can't even slow down to write this song. I'm like a feline and I'm using all my night. Digging in the alley for some fishes to fry. Staring in the puddles, the reflections of the sky. And I'm living with a deadline. Looming expiration line. Ready party on borrowed time. I got a feeling coming on.
Is there a little backstory about that song and Who writes the music? Is it a very democratic process?
Not really, yeah. It's mostly me at this point. From this point, now that we have some of these recordings in the bag, we can maybe try to find some more time. Everybody has some composing that they do and have done. I just pretty much show up with a finished product most of the time.
But you're very open to ideas and stuff, you know, arrangement, and you don't dictate parts usually. So, like, speaking as a bass player, I can come in and be creative with my part.
For instance, we have another song that we didn't record this time called Plans, and Sean has a part that he wrote for it that's really, like, interesting. It takes in some avant-garde directions and has this killer guitar part. And all we need to do is schedule time to really sit down and work on it. And
it'll come.
As we said, about 50% success rate with scheduling practice time. One of the other songs on the EP, the Something She Wants. So a friend of ours named James Cavern in town, he's done many things. Yeah, and he was doing this thing called the Porch Sessions. I lived two blocks from that porch, and I worked two blocks in the other direction from that porch. So it was really neat to record that one song. Because that's, Something She Wants is the song that, like, got me off my butt and kind of out into the community. Because, like, this song is, like, I like the song a lot, and I don't want to just sit on it. So I was recording it there, and another friend of ours, with whom I play in a band called Hans and the Hot Mess, our friend Hans Eberbach, he was recording right after me, and both those guys were in the hallway, and that riff just came to me, that opening riff, and then I got a feeling coming on, I can't stay too long. The energy that came to me immediately. So that whole chorus dropped on me right there, and that's how it happens a lot. I mean, I pay attention, so I went home right there, and I wrote most of that song. That energy in that room just kind of created a little song, baby.
The music is really fun, really danceable. I do hope you record more. It's great to have your sound out there.
Well, thank you.
That was my conversation with three members of the Pressure Lounge, Joshua Craigie, Sean McMillan, and Daniel Block. We talked just before the release of their debut EP. You can see the Pressure Lounge perform live at their EP release party. It's happening Saturday, August 31st at Momo Lounge in Sacramento. The new Crowns will open for them. And that's it for Insight Music for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you want to hear more great tracks from local artists, check out Hey Listen with Nick Bruner on Saturday nights from 8 to 10. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.
Got a feeling coming on.
What you say?
I can't stay too long.
Okay.
Got a feeling coming on.
What you say?
I can't stay too long.